This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And for the fourth straight day, the Sunbury Motors Studio is mobile in Minneapolis. My view, by the way, is of, if I'm on the other side, it would be of U.S. Bank Stadium, where the Vikings play. On my side of the hotel, my view is of the Mississippi River, the University of Minnesota campus, where I can see Williams Arena and I can see the stadium, and I'm going to be in that stadium in 7 months, 8 months. So, I'm back here. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street at Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, online, sunburymotors.com. And this half hour of the show brought to you by NIL Game Changers. Get yourself going and get a plan together. And you can do that with, whether it's a business or individually, at NILGameChangers.org. All right. So, Purdue. Led by 12 with 15.5 to play. Right now, the lead is 3. They lead, and Fletcher Lawyer just hit a 3 in the corner because Michigan State had tied the game. It's now 59-56. Purdue with a little bit more than a minute remaining, 1:14 to go. Okay? In the first game of the day. Not bad. Good game. Tyson Walker just hit a big shot to tie the game, and it was followed up right away by the 3 by Lawyer. All right. That's conference tournament time. Yeah. And then Xavier Booker took a shot where I don't quite understand why he took that shot, but that's okay.
It's like, okay.
I understand. But, yeah. So here we are. So think about that. Think about the numbers. Okay, these numbers, okay, you want them to benefit the athletes. So that's why you're in the Big Ten, right? And a long time ago, it's amazing how a decision that is made decades ago is going to benefit the athletes of today. Because when Penn State and the Big Ten shocked everybody with the announcement in December of 89. I think it was December 20th of 89 that, hey, look, Penn State's been invited to the Big Ten. We want to make the... Corrigan, who had been the... I think it was Corrigan. Was the commissioner of the ACC and called up Jim Tarman. He says, Jim, if we had known you were looking for a conference, my goodness... would have been on the phone negotiating with you right away. He called Jim. He told him that. Well, now let's fast forward down to 2024. Because Penn State ended up going to the Big Ten, and sure, it took a lot of work to get it approved, as opposed to today's expansions. Look at the benefit today. The TV contracts with Fox, NBC, CBS, along with the Big Ten Network. Tens of millions of dollars. The highest of any conference. Right? Usually getting a good chunk of NCAA men's basketball tournament money every year because the Big Ten usually has a minimum of 6 teams going every year, sometimes as many as 8 or 9. And with the expanded Big Ten next year, it could be end up about 8 or 9. Okay? Which increases the shares for everybody. Then you add in on top of that the college football playoff deal And who's going to benefit out of that? The SEC and the Big Ten. Each school is going to go from $5.5 million per school, as reported by Heather Denich and Pete Thamel of ESPN, to a little bit more than $21 million. I mean, you're talking about a $15 to $16 million per year increase. Then you have the big increase that's happening with the TV number. Right? That's just by being in the conference. By being in the conference and not in the ACC. So I'm going back a decades-old decision. Decades. And the benefits of today. Now, fans may get mad at the Big Ten about scheduling. Fans may get mad at the Big Ten about officiating. There's a lot of things you can go after the conference about that. The area in the conference you can't go after when it comes to is what it's been financially. And then Pat went out and negotiated, you know, the deal with Playfly, and that's going to have a tremendous benefit as well.
The thing I remember about Penn State going to the Big Ten is people were upset that they didn't do the big, the Eastern East Coast football conference with Syracuse and get into the Big East in basketball too, and that wouldn't have worked out as well as this did either.
No, it wouldn't have, but this is how that went down. Joe put together and was going through negotiations with everybody. This was Joe's baby. I mean, I cannot begin to tell you how much it meant to him. I remember going over and interviewing Joe about this. This is how far back it goes. You know where I interviewed Joe about this for the first time? Was in his office in Rec Hall. Okay? I've been here since on the Penn State campus in 78, but I mean professionally working since 80. So this was in 81. And I remember he said to me, he says, Steve, he says, help me out with this. He says, do a good job with this. This is really important. That's what he said to me. Okay. And so I did. I did a couple of interviews with him about it. Right? Extensive. And he had Boston College, Rutgers, Temple, Syracuse, Pitt, West Virginia, and Maryland. Okay. That comes out to 8, right? Penn State makes 8, right? Boston College, the 8th one. There we go. So, yeah, Boston College, Syracuse, Rutgers, Temple, Pitt, West Virginia, Maryland, and then, of course, Penn State. See, he's been talking with everybody. He's going to get Maryland to go then. They even had some talks with the Fiesta Bowl about taking the conference champion with an automatic bid. This is how far things were progressing with this. Well, Dave Gavitt, who was as much of a visionary as Joe was, the two great visionaries, right? And he had already formed the Big East Basketball Conference. And then in talking with Jay Crothamel at Syracuse and... Oh, who's the athletic director at Boston College? It wasn't DeFilippo at the time. I'll have to remember at some point. All right. They talked about, you know, we got to keep this together. We got something good going here, blah, blah, blah. You can keep your football independence and so forth. And he convinced BC and Syracuse, like, just hold off on this and let's see if we can get Pitt to come in. All right, and they did. They got Pitt to come in. Well, that flushed the Eastern All Sports Conference. That's what flushed it, because it had to be all sports. And then Joe had talked about, said to me, he says, "We want to block schedule, Steve. We'd like now. Remember, you have to remember the era. We'd like to put the soccer team, the field hockey team, the volleyball team. We'll put them all in a bus, send them to a hotel. They'll all play at Rutgers." This was him telling me all this. I mean, this is how far he had advanced the idea, how much thought he put into it. Well, then this comes up, and Pitt goes to the Big East. So Joe then goes to Bradley International Airport in Windsor Locks, Connecticut. And that's basically Hartford's International Airport. and meets with Dave Gavitt. Two of the truly outstanding, forward-thinking visionaries in sports in the same room. And Joe was talking to him about, okay, well, this has all happened. Is it possible for Penn State to get into the Big East? You know, so play basketball, all the other sports, and then remain independent in football like Pitt. So they talk about it. They go through the vote. And St. John's voted no. Seton Hall voted no. Villanova voted no. Georgetown voted no. Everybody else voted yes. But you needed a percentage of it. Yeah, like UConn voted yes. Providence voted yes. Syracuse voted no. They all voted. But because the four voted no, Penn State wasn't going to get in. And Mike Trangese had that famous quote that was used in the Big East documentary, which was fabulous, 30 for 30 on the Big East. And he said, when the meeting was over with, and the vote was taken, and Joe had left and the vote was taken, they knew. And he looked over at Dave Gavitt, he said, did we just make a huge mistake? Now, they didn't know that 8 years after that, Penn State would be invited into the Big Ten. Then when Penn State was invited into the Big Ten, then the Big East, there was a little bit of panic set in, and they then put together the football conference. Or better yet, football league. All right, because you know there were some teams that are in, some out. You know, Temple played football, didn't play basketball for a period of time. Virginia Tech played football, they didn't play basketball. Then Virginia Tech was in. And then they started expanding all over the place. And the Big East, and they had Notre Dame in there for everything except football. That's why the Big East was a league and not a conference. And in the end, it broke it up, and now it's back to the point it is now, where it's basketball. You know, all the other sports compete too, but basketball only, no football. That's because they finally had. I think the breaking point was, hey, we're going to invite in East Carolina and Tulane, and I guess the Villanovas and everybody in the world sat back and went, no, we are not doing this anymore. But that was, if you're going to pick a point where the Big East, which as a basketball conference with all those schools, had just a tremendous run. But it's not what it is today as to what it was 15 years ago. You can all trace it back to Penn State going to the Big Ten. Because then they incorporated football, and they had constant fights. And Trangese, I thought, did a great job. From everything I've heard, Mike Trangese did a great job of trying to keep everybody together. But the fights were always the football people against the basketball people over and over again. You know, the non-football playing schools and the issues they have with it. Then Miami's going to leave, and then they put in what was called the Miami, you know, affectionately known as the Miami bonus, that if you won the football conference, you got a $4 million bonus. You know, and so forth, you know, because they were trying to keep Miami in. The Miami still went to the ACC anyway. Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, did you read Dana O'Neill's Big East book? That was really good.
Read it cover to cover.
All right.
No, I already told Dana. I already lent it out. So, no, Dana's great. Dana's Penn State grad, you know. And in fact, her son is right now on the tough side of the sideline of this game. Her son is one of the managers for Michigan State, and Purdue just won the game 67-64 to advance, and they will get the winner of Wisconsin Northwestern in the semifinals. So, all right. But, yeah, no, I mean, I know I've told these stories before. This was kind of like the story time with Steve half hour. But this is like, again, a decision made in 1989 and approved on June 4th, 1990. The benefit to Penn State today financially You know, we can talk about the competition part. We can talk about the officiating part. There's a lot of things that, over the years have irked some people, pro, you know, con, a lot of con. But in terms, you can't dispute the money part of it and what it means. Where you're sitting there and you've got the highest TV package. You've got the highest TV visibility. You've got, you know, for football and men's basketball, and now all the other sports with the Big Ten Network. I mean, you know, Jim Delaney, a visionary, you know, goes in to negotiate with ESPN and gets, and ESPN was famous at trying in the initial negotiations of lowballing the Big Ten every time, and Jim got sick of it. He got sick of fighting with it. He says, I'm going to form my own network, and they laughed. And they started BTN, and they came back to the table and went, not laughing anymore. And they gave the Big Ten a big number. But BTN, look at all the sports, all the wrestling you're watching now. Because Jim Delaney and the Big Ten put together the Big Ten Network. You wouldn't be watching wrestling on TV without that. Come on. Really? You wouldn't be watching volleyball. You wouldn't be watching as much women's basketball. You wouldn't be watching as much of anything. I mean, men's basketball would still be cobbled together with a regional network. Okay? And, you know, now you've got all the networks put together. I mean, look today. Today's BTN day. Yesterday was BTN day, covering the entire tournament because of that move and the millions of dollars that BTN has put into athletic department coffers. All these things done where the Big Ten's been ahead of the curve on everything. And this college football playoff number at $1.3 billion that they're going to get from ESPN, once they approve that part, each school in the Big Ten starting in 2026 is going to get a minimum of $21 million plus. Really? I mean, you know, instead of getting 13 if they were in the ACC. All this adds up, and who benefits? Okay, it's not the administrators' salaries and things like that. They take the money and put it into what can help out the student athletes over and over again, and a lot of little things that people don't see. You know, I mean, people don't realize not every program at Penn State a couple of years ago had training table. I don't think a lot of people know that. A lot of them did. Some of them did not. Now they all have it. Okay? I mean, there's little things like that that add up to big things. And I'm looking at the Big Ten Network set. Dave Revson is on there with Rafael Davis, Bruce Weber. And they must, Zach Edey must be sitting on the floor. Because I have him the same size as everybody else.
Maybe he's standing off the platform. Maybe he's standing on the, not on the platform even.
Maybe he's kneeling down. I have no idea. But he's the same height as everybody on the set. Really? I congratulate them for coming up with that innovative way of doing it. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back more in a moment. Great to have you with us today on News Radio 1070 WKOK. This half hour brought to you by NIL Game Changers.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student-athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student-athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
All right, a couple of notes for you. Juwan Howard is out as the head basketball coach at Michigan. Aaron Donald's retired from the NFL. Pro Day went well for Nittany Lions across the board. Keaton Ellis helped himself. Curtis Jacobs. No doubt Kalen King had needed to improve a couple things compared to what he did in Indy and did. But again, Juwan Howard is out as the head coach at Michigan. So there you go. That is the news. And by the way, the number one seed in the SEC, Tennessee, is getting clocked by number nine seed Mississippi State, 51-30 with 12.5 to play. Hey, Tennessee's trying to be the number one seed in the West. And the other number one seeds they're in. And they're going to put Houston in the Dallas region. UConn's going to go to the Boston region. And Purdue's going to go to the Detroit region. Okay. The last one's the West. Tennessee, they're going to be a number one seed. They're losing by 21 right now with 12 minutes to play.
Who's that open up the – who's left there?
Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona could be the team. Now, I'm kind of following where they are with the Pac-12 at this point. I've mostly – it's interesting. I haven't really followed – like.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And for the fourth straight day, we are in Minneapolis. Next week, just for the heck of it, we'll do the show in State College. And the Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. And this final half hour brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. Stock up for the weekend. Kick back. Watch some basketball. Kick back. Watch the selections. All right. Have some beverages while you fill out your brackets. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, and Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. So, Todd, do we have the king? Yes, we do have the king. Welcome.
Hi.
How you doing? Yeah.
Are you home or are you still at the tournament?
I'm in Minneapolis. So, it's where I am.
When are you coming home?
The flight leaves at 5 o'clock this afternoon.
Yuck. Okay. Well, have a safe flight.
Appreciate
sorry you lost. Boy, it was a close game, huh?
Close game. Tough to win when you only shoot 28%. And that's the weird thing. You shoot 28% and you lose with 5 seconds to go. It's like, really? You shoot 30%, you win by 10.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yep. It's hard way to go.
Do they have a shot at the NIT or are they done?
I think they're done. Yeah.
Too bad. Yeah. I wanted to go to New York. I didn't want to go to New York.
Well, actually New York doesn't have it anymore, Kev.
Oh, really? Where did he go?
Last year it was Las Vegas. This year it's going to be Indianapolis.
Really? Oh, I'll go.
Hinkle Field House where the movie Hoosiers was filmed.
Yep.
Right. Where Butler plays, that's where the Final Four for the NIT is going to be.
Wow. Yeah. Boy, Nick Saban was pretty adamant this week, huh?
Well, you know what? I mean, it's not as if, look, there are going to be those, the kids should be getting this, this, and this. But you know what? When you sit down and you're a coach of a team, and everybody's asking you about starting, and everybody's asking about how much money you're going to get. I could see where he sits back and says, "What the heck's going on here?"
Right? Yeah.
Okay. Like, in other words, you should be able to get where you want to go, in my opinion, by doing what the team needs to win, because it's going to impress those that end up doing the drafting. And you can't be using, you can't go in with the idea that going to college and playing sports is a means to an end.
I agree 100%. I said it right from the start when we were talking about it. This is not going to go well at all. And, I mean, he comes off as, you know, some people are really criticizing him. They're saying, well, you can't win every year, so now you're not happy. Well, I don't take it that way. I heard him say, like his wife said, what are we doing this for? You know, all they care about is how much money they're going to make.
Right.
Well, college sports open Pandora's box, and here you go. Between the gambling and they get paid, they can transfer. They're like free agents. They can transfer. It's easier to play in college than it is in the pros.
Right.
You don't have to file for free agency. You just get it.
Right, right. Saquon Barkley was at Penn State's Pro Day today at Hallooba Hall, and he just signed his free agent deal with the Eagles. Now, remember, he's gone through the franchising thing and the whole, you know, where he hasn't been able to get a free agent, right? Hasn't been able to get a free agent. Finally, they decide not to franchise him this time. So for the first time in his career, he gets to then make a choice. If he's a college
player,
he's
going to have an offensive line to run behind.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly. But then the other part is that if he were a college player and wanted to transfer from whatever to whatever, he could do it after every season.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy. This deal is not fair that the kids aren't getting, that they're playing and the cop, you know, that's life. You know, the one who takes the chance makes the money, you know, you don't sit there and say, wow, the company is doing good so everybody can make $80 an hour. It doesn't work that way. You know, opening up a can of worms that they're not going to be able to go back on. I mean, they made a big deal around here about Paige Becker staying one more year. Well, she makes $1 billion a year at UConn. Well, why would she leave?
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Right.
And she's a good kid. She gives half of it back to the college, you know, with donations and stuff like that. But it's not, I don't know, it's going to blow up in their face.
Well, but there's a little bit more to it than what people realize. There's a lot of times where the kids, the young people, are caught in the middle. Right? We always have to remember, it's not always, I want mine. And everybody go, oh, really? Sometimes there are outside influences that are pressuring the kids, the young people, to get more. Those outside influences could be an agent. The outside influence could be friends. The outside influence could be family.
Sure. Mom and dad are going to lose their house, you know.
Right? Things like there's a lot of things where some of them, not all, but some get caught in the middle as to what to do and deals and things like that. I always envision name, image, and likeness. You know, hi, I'm Bob Anderson for Jones Metal Products, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm the quarterback at UConn. And you'd pay a number to promote what you're doing. Okay. I never envisioned collectives. I never did. That took me aback, where I was like, really? You just pay for play, essentially? And they've got to come up with something, whether it's through collective bargaining or through, I mean, they keep asking the government. You know, keep asking, it's fine. But I think collective bargaining, they're going to have to come up with something where they put parameters on this, because in professional sports, they have parameters.
Well, the kids want to unionize. It's like, yeah. Really? But you're very, very close to it, obviously. Let me ask you this. Is there we're talking about a handful of players here. You know, yeah. We're not, the roster has, what, 55 to 70 players? They're not all getting
football?
Money.
Football, 120.
Is there animosity between the ones who are getting money and the ones who aren't getting money?
No. And I thought that could be something, but it has not happened to this point. So the two primary teams I'm around, football and men's basketball, where I'm around them all the time, no. Right? And you've got enough guys on the team. Like, let's take Penn State, Drew Aller, the quarterback. Right? Now, the quarterback's going to get obvious attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, like, one of the first NIL ventures he did was he wrote a kid's book. So he writes this children's book. All right? Yeah. So what did he do with the proceeds from the children's book? He gave it back to the hometown youth programs in Ohio. Okay.
Yeah, that's what Paige Becker said.
A lot of the players are doing, I mean, things like that. Nicholas Singleton, the running back.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing all sorts of things where money's going back to other places. I mean, so there's actually exponentially more good being done by the student athletes.
That's really good news.
A lot of fans don't realize that
from Nick Saban at all.
Right.
He didn't mention anything like that. He mentioned that all they care about is how much money they're going to make, and if they can't make it here, then they're going to go someplace else.
But he was fresh off his player meetings. He was fresh off of two things. He was fresh off the Rose Bowl, where his players did not exactly distinguish themselves in glory exiting the field, throwing helmets, right? They really did not conduct themselves well at all, okay?
Yep.
And he was mad about that, and then he had the player meetings, and when he had the player meetings, that's where he got the money and the transfer and am I starting or not? I want guarantees. So he was just coming off two really bitter player experiences that have helped shape and form what he's talking about right now.
Yeah, because I saw him in an interview, I think it was yesterday, and he's still, I think he's hurt that he's not coaching anymore, you know, that he wants to coach, but he can't deal with this, you know, and I believe him. He's a good man.
Let me put you this way. Ask yourself why college sports no longer has Nick Saban, Mike Krzyzewski, Roy Williams, and Jay Wright. Okay?
Yeah.
Hey, we'll come back. We'll do some trivia in a moment in Minneapolis. This half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right. This half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts, freshen out every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Pickle bar, led by the personal favorites, barrels and dills, indeed second to none at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Trivia time. All right, here we go. You guys, let her rip.
Who's first?
You can go first.
All right. I got an easy one for you guys. You better get it right. That's not good. Which NFL team has their logo located on only one side of their helmet?
The team that just traded Kenny Pickett to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Really?
The Steelers. Yep. Yep.
Huh. That's interesting.
That's yeah.
Correct. Ding, 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 ding. I didn't know that either. I was like, wow. You know, how would you even know that?
I'm clairvoyant.
You know, when they're on the field, I mean, you'd really have to actually see a helmet, you know, sitting on a table.
Yeah. Yeah.
We see a lot of Steelers in this part of the country.
Okay. Okay. You had to remember, I work with one.
Yeah.
So, just so you know.
No, but all still, right. That wouldn't be a giveaway that there's only one, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you think that, anyway, how about the Giants? The Giants have NY or Giants on both sides of the helmet? I don't know.
Right.
Never even thought about it. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, good job. So.
Okay.
What school did the oldest and youngest Heisman Trophy winner attend?
Oldest and youngest.
It's the same school.
Notre Dame.
I will say Florida State.
You are correct, Steve.
Jeez.
Jameis Winston and Chris Wenke.
Well, the giveaway is the giveaway is Wenke.
Yeah.
Wenke was 27 when he won it. So that was the giveaway. Okay, we all know Jack Ham went to Penn State. What school did Jack Lambert go to?
Kent State.
Kent.
Very nice. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that one too.
So Penn State's playing Kent State this year. And Jack always says, he says, got to win this game. He says, I got to trash talk Lambert.
Do they still keep in contact?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they do. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So
I saw an article on him not long ago. It's pretty good. He lives up in the mountains, right?
Yes, he does. See, he does. But they were at some Hall of Fame thing, and I was actually at Cape Cod, and I was driving, and phone rings. It's Jack. He says, "Where are you?" He always does that to me. "Where are you?" I said, "I'm in my car. I'm at Cape Cod." He goes, "Oh, I'll call back." No, I said, "No, I got time. I'm just driving." He goes, "Oh, good." I said, "I just spent a couple of hours at Lambert. There's no filter. I needed to talk to you." I said, "Okay." I said, "It's okay. I got it." So we talked for half an hour.
And they had some good teams. Oof.
You know? Yeah, they did. They did.
Yeah. They were fun to watch. Lambert, I remember him giving an interview one day, and he said the one guy he had the most respect for was Roger Staubach. He said, "I hit that man as hard as I could hit a human being." And he would always just get up, look at me, and walk away. And he said, "I knew he was hurt, but he would never show it."
Right. Oh, no, no. Everybody. And plus Staubach, by all accounts. I've never met him, but we have a mutual friend. They can't say enough great things about him.
Yeah. It's just one of those guys that, you know, everybody liked and respected. But he said, "I hit him so hard, and I knew I hurt him. But he would never show it." That cracked me up. So, anyway. What team won the first ever football game played at night?
Wow. That's a really good one. That's a really good one. Got to give you credit on that one.
Well, I would never get it right, so...
I will say, let's go with Fordham.
And Todd?
I was going to go with the Cleveland Browns.
And Philadelphia Athletics.
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? That's.
I never even heard of them. So.
That usually helps with the trivia question. I never heard of them.
I gave this away my secret here. I just filed questions. I don't know.
This has to be a great question.
I can't answer any of them.
Kenyon College changed their nicknames to the Owls in 22. What was their nickname?
Had to be an Indian name.
No.
I'd say the Grand. How about the Grand Canyons? No.
Yes.
They were the Lords and Ladies.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
Wow.
I'm surprised that lasted in 2022.
Wow.
That's quite the deal. All right, guys, have a great weekend. I'm expecting to be back in time at State College for the weekend.
Have a safe trip home.
I wouldn't jinx it.
Yeah.